God is a wonderful God. I'm honored to be here tonight. I moved to California when I was 5, and then we had 3 children, one on the way, in 1965 of October, Mike. When Pastor Lane was here, he was our pastor and former pastor in Cherokee, Iowa, at the Grace Baptist Church, and he wanted us to come out, and there were around about 75 people, but forgetting that, this was probably my training ground to start the Baptist Church, downtown Baptist Church, Mike. I've been thinking about that. This was my boot camp, my training to knock on doors. And my former pastor, I don't mind, I'd tell him the same thing. He was not a great orator. He was not a great speaker. But he was a great man that loved God. And he taught us the scriptures. And his son is still doing it and continuing his ministry there in Martinez, Georgia. I'm honored to be here tonight. I remember when we met in this old building over here. I remember when we bought this property. And we bought some more properties a little bit larger. They should have bought that house next door. They wanted to do it, but they didn't get the board's approval. I was on the board, but just one member. But anyway, it's an honor to be here. And I saw the church here with its ups and downs. We all have our ups and downs. And Brother Mike, he gave me a kind of an honor. He said, Pastor, he said, you've always been an encourager. So maybe I can encourage you a little bit tonight, like Mother Mike said. I have my struggles. My wife has her struggles now. She'd been out of the hospital the last 6-7 years, every year. She's been in a nursing home. She hates it. She doesn't know ever want to go back there again. She'd like to die. I keep telling her, God, you're not finished with you yet. Because when God finishes with us in this life, we'll be gone, friends. So don't fight your circumstances like Brother Dave said tonight. Don't fight the circumstances in your life. I know this. I know this from her struggles that she's going through. I wouldn't recommend that for anybody, to be the caretaker, to be a pastor, to be her husband. I wouldn't recommend that. But I can say this, and God's listening, I thank God for these years that I went through, that she's gone through. It's kept me humble. It's kept me praying. It's kept me reading my Bible. It kept me praying and claiming God's promises. And that, had I not been with her during these years, I'm sure I would love God, but I wouldn't have the close relationship that I have now with God. You see, friends, no matter what you're going through, God is always good. Join me. I do this a lot in my preaching. Brother Tim's been there, right, Brother Tim? And Megan, I love Tim and Megan. They're products of your pastor, just like Brother Larry was, and his good wife come back from college. But I love to, I can't carry a tune. I don't know if I'm in tune, off tune, which tune I'm on. But I love to sing. Join me, would you? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Anymore. I don't get around so much. But this building, when they built it, I don't know if you can appreciate it, but I appreciate it. The acoustics are marvelous here. The acoustics. That high-pitched roof, it just does something for you. You could get by probably without this mic here. I mean, the acoustics are wonderful. And we've been, I got to say this, where's our young lady from Hiles Anderson? I get that, you back there, ma'am? Both of you. Both. And one plays the piano really good. Is that right? Oh, no, Courtney said you play very, very good. Our young lady back there, she went back to Hiles Anderson this time. She didn't want to follow in her sister's footsteps, you know, or whatever it is behind. She wanted to have her own identity. And But anyway, you went to her when she first got there and talked to her and told her if I could ever be an encouragement. Courtney never forgot that. She wanted to come tonight, by the way. But she got a job. Is it Chipotle? Whatever it is. How do you pronounce that? Chipotle or whatever it is. Well, they wouldn't give her a job to, I don't know what it is. I'm terrible with names and people. I forget and call people the wrong names, so that's all right. But you know, when you turn 80, it's all right, isn't it? I'm not making it. But anyway, she loves you, ma'am. And she's so thankful for both of you. She really wanted to come tonight. But she's worth it. And she took the job. She said, now, if I call you, will you come? And of course, said, if you call me, I'll be there. So she couldn't come. I'm blessed to have two of our four kids still with us at the church. And I'm knowing myself, I could not be there as a full-time pastor had not Joel and Timmy been there. They encourage me. They strengthen me. They're there for me. They look out for me. Joel loves to tease his dad and has all these years. And I'm thankful for that. That's a good relationship. But anyway, I'm not coming to talk about me. Like David said, we're coming to talk about Jesus. But I'm so thankful, before I get there a little bit further, for your pastor. I saw this church full many times. They used to have meetings here for Hiles and Rice. And like Brother Mike said, when he came, they wanted to close the church. And what can you do when you leave a church? You can't do anything. God gave us a church downtown to start. But God brought Mike and Bernadette to this church. And I'm sure you've told him, Mike, when they came here from where he came from, he said, you don't want to go to Highlands Baptist Church. Isn't that right? But God brought your pastor and his good wife, and they've kept the church alive, and I rejoice and just thank God for your pastor and his wonderful wife. That's all they went through. It's not easy to be a pastor, but they've stuck with the stuff 27 years, as you know now. And I just thank God for Mike and Bernadette. And I thank God for you people. It's just not just a pastor. Like Brother Dave said tonight, the church is a family. We're the family of God. And so, friend, we need each other. And we need to encourage one another. I kind of got some thoughts on encouragement. What keeps me going? What keeps me encouraged? I'll tell you what keeps me encouraged. Jesus. Amen. I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed in him against that day. Like Mike's one of his verses, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Well, friend, don't get discouraged. Don't park there. We all have our moments of discouragement. Today, I got my notes here. I might go back in a minute, but today I was out knocking on doors. Somebody said, how old are you? I said, I'm 80. And said, you're still going? I said, I'm still going. I went a little bit further. Joe came back with a man. He said, Dad, one of the men knocked on a door. This lady wants to have you to come and talk to her, Mike. Have me to go talk to this lady. So he took me back over there where the address was. And I said, can I help you? She said, oh, yeah, I'm so glad you came. She said, I just needed to talk to somebody. I just needed what? Talk to a pastor, somebody that can tell me about Jesus. I said, are you saved? Oh, I've been saved. But she was discouraged. We all have our moments of discouragement. It's nothing wrong with getting discouraged once in a while, but you don't park there. If you get discouraged, you got to look unto Jesus. You have to count your blessings. I used to travel up and down the valley. For many years, I had to work. I didn't retire from my job till I was 65. That's 15 years ago. But I would sing these choruses. I'd get discouraged. That's why I like these choruses. And, you know, I sing choruses like this with our people all the time. Join me, would you? My Lord knows the way through the wilderness.
Somebody who can help them along the way. And friend, Jesus went about doing good, did he not? And he would always reach out to individuals. Well, he had the flocks come. People, many came. They come to see the miracles. But there were some there. He went to the woman at the well. He went to Lazarus. He went to all these people that were all alone, looking for some, and they were discouraged. Friend, be an encourager. Be an encourager. My 5 points, I didn't have any 5 points. Joel will keep me on my 5 points. He said, Dad, you don't need 5 points. Why do I need a crutch? I need something to fall back on.
One of my points, my 5 points, if you want them, I'll give them to you anyway. You don't have a choice since I'm up here, right? I'm seriously. Do you ever get discouraged? Don't you want somebody to come around sometime to just say hi or how you just know that they care about you? Yeah. You know, it makes a difference when somebody cares, doesn't it? Yeah. They don't have to say anything sometimes. They might just smile at you or shake your hand or give you a hug. They might do something to encourage you, friend. We all need encouragement. We should be there to encourage one another. Who's not having a bad time? Who doesn't have bad days? Like Mike, I thought about coming to see you, Bernadette, at the hospital. But one thing I said, God told me, you've got to go see Mike and Bernadette. And I got the biggest blessing. I did most of talking. I don't know why. But they needed somebody to talk about Jesus. Don't we all?
That's right.
Things when we're Jews, right? Everything's all right in our Father's house. I can sing again. Everything's all right, right? Be there to encourage people. Quit your grumbling about life. And I went to the project over there where our bus goes through these last 42 years, and I saw these 5 or 6, 7 young men just waiting for trouble. Just waiting for trouble. Last Wednesday, just waiting for trouble, waiting to get something to. They're lazy. You saw, lazy. They're lazy. They should be out there looking for a job. Making some money instead of waiting for somebody to do something that they can, cause a fight or struggle or tear up some things. I know we have our discouragement. But friend, we have a wonderful God that loves us. And by the way, what did they do to Jesus? They crucified him, did they not? Well, friend, tonight, you don't need to remember these 5 points, but this helps me. I remember what God has done for me. Friend, what has God done for us? He became sin for us, did he not? He paid the debt for our sin, did he not? That could bring us back into fellowship, did he not? Remember what God has done for you. Secondly, we need to have a relationship renewed with God. And other people need their relationship renewed with God. See, this lady today, she knew the Lord. She had been going to church. But she needed somebody to remind her to renew her relationship with God that she might be revived. What's revived? Quicken.
Come back to spiritual life. Oh, we live in this body, all right. We live in this body, all right, but friend, that's just the body. The body's going back to death. One day we're going to see Jesus. I want this spirit to be revived, and I can walk with God. I want people to know that I love God. I walk with God. He talks with God. He's mine. He's my friend. He's sticking close on a brother. He's always there for me. Friend, he doesn't love me any more than he loves you. Friends, get outside of your problems, like Stephen said tonight. Get outside of your circumstances of life. Remember how good God is. Friend, by the way, we're not going to be here for very long. What? We could fly away one of these days. But I don't know about you. I'm not ready to go there, but I'm ready. If you came to me, I'd say, praise God. I mean, we won't be in heaven and say, God, man, that was a hard life. When we see you, we're going to say, man, you put us through a hard time. We'll never think that, save that. When we see those nail prints in his hands, we see where the sword pierced his side, and all that he did for us, how he's evident to make intercession for us, how he loves us, how he cares about us, how he gave his life for us, the just for the unjust, we'll be sorry that we didn't do more. We wish we'd done more to look for more opportunity to serve God. He's a wonderful God, friends. And God is so good, but he's a wonderful God, isn't he? I like that little chorus, too. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen.
Life is wonderful. If you think how terrible the circumstances of life, you think life is terrible. Man, there's not hope down here. But friends, if I look up here, I got hope. One of these days, come back and take us to heaven one of these days. And friends, our opportunity to prove our love down here will be gone. I think of many Christians in my life. My brother's going through a struggle right now. He's 86 years old. He's been in a hospital, and he's been in a bed. He hasn't been able to sleep in a bed for about 5, 6 years. He's just laying there. He loves God. He's saved, but he never lived for God much. This is the day of opportunity. We must work while this day, should we not? The night cometh what? When no man can work, for this is our opportunity to do something for God. What are you waiting on? I don't know. But I know. I'm going to keep plodding along the best I can. I can't run as fast, can't walk as fast. I can still talk pretty good, I guess. Not too good. I slam the words and all those big things. But friend, I got something to rejoice about. I got a wonderful God that loves me. I thought that little chorus. Oh, to be like him. Oh, to be like him. What? Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy fullness, come in thy spirit. What? Stamp thine own living. Where? Deep in my, I want to be like him. He loved us. We're representing, we're ambassadors for him, are we not? Well, we've got something to praise God about, something to rejoice about. When everything's bad, like that illustration they've got, those people, the disciples were discouraged. He said, where's your faith? Where's our faith? Our faith is in us, because we can't solve the problems. But we know who can solve the problems.
Amen.
Turn your eyes upon everything comes strangely dim. What? In the life. Isn't God good to us? I don't care what you're going through. This church went through a lot of problems in those 10 years I was here. But they built a building, God put here, and thank God for Mike Burnett, the building's still here. It's not some cult here in this building or something else torn down. It can still praise God, can it? Amen. You can still come hear the word of God, can't you? You can still invite people to come hear the gospel, can't you? Isn't God good to us?
Amen.
We're representing the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our God is so good. I want to be like him. He went about doing good, didn't he? Friend, get your eyes off of you and me and mine. I'm not preaching at you. I'm just preaching to me, Marley, more than you. But friend, I got a lot to rejoice about. My wife's not happy. She said, where are you going tonight? What day is this? She can't remember the day. She told me, she said, is this Friday? That was when she called me at noon for having to come home. I told her, this is Saturday. She's going through struggles with her mind. Friend, if you have a mind, thank God you can still think right. Have you thanked God for a good mind? But we all have a good mind. We in 1 Corinthians, we have the mind of Christ. Philippians, let this mind be in you, not your mind, let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, friend. God is good to us. I maybe talked too long, Mike, but friends, remember this. Remember that you want to renew, that you want to revive people, you want to restore people, and get it resolved in your mind that you're going to keep walking with God, no matter what. Be encouragement to somebody. Your encouragement about grumbling and complaining, how awful it is, that doesn't encourage nobody. Does it? Does your grumbling and criticizing, well, I didn't like the way the preacher, I didn't like the way that person, what that person, get off of that. In everything, I read it, didn't I? In everything, what? Give thanks, for this is the will of God, where? In Christ Jesus concerning us. Thank you, Mike. God bless you.